His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The National Weather Service has a wind advisory remaining in effect until 9 a.m. this morning, where southwest winds 20 to 30 miles an hour gust up to 55 miles an hour. This for the Mid-Hudson Valley into Conics and eastern New York, northwest Connecticut, and western Massachusetts through 9 a.m. this morning. Gusty winds could continue to blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down, and a few power outages may result as an effect. We'll check in with Pat Pagano and get the details on our tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Well, the cost of gas in Connecticut has surged higher, but it's not a record yet, if that'll make you feel any better. The average cost of a gallon of gas in Connecticut has risen by nearly 20 cents in the past month as economic and geopolitical pressures continue to drive prices higher. But as difficult as it is now to fill up your tank, the price of gas in the state today is a far cry from the all-time peak reached in 2008 when a gallon cost $4.39. That said, the average cost today of $3.66 is the highest it's been in over 8 years and a dollar higher than it was a year ago this month. In Falls Village, the sale of the old firehouse has been delayed. In a story in the Republican American, the town has been grappling with the issue of what to do with that firehouse on Railroad Street for several years. The Falls Village Fire Department vacated the building several years ago when its new facility on Route 7 was completed. Since then, efforts to move ahead with the sale have been stymied due to the fact that about 3 to 7 inches of the property encroaches on that of the abutting Falls Village Inn, and no settlement has been reached on that problem. Last month, First Selectman Henry Todd was authorized to seek a realtor for advice about how to proceed with selling the structure, which is town-owned. At this week's Board of Selectmen meeting, Todd reported that the building and parking lot are on one parcel and the septic system is substandard. Quoting here, it probably should have been condemned a long time ago, end quote. He wondered if it were possible for the town to sell the building and retain the parking lot. Quoting here, we are seeing days when the parking lot is full, end quote. But he also noted it's in general disrepair and hasn't been paved in decades. Those problems have stalled the efforts to choose a realtor, he said. He's talked to a possible buyer who might want to take down part of the building that's encroaching and use the downstairs for an office and upstairs for an apartment. In news out of North Canaan, a 25-year-old Canaan man accused of beating up his mother and hiding a collection of assault-style rifles at a friend's home in nearby Massachusetts was ordered held on $15,000 bond Wednesday following an arraignment in Superior Court. In a story in the Republican-American, Schuyler Foucher Gilpatrick was arrested on a warrant alleging illegal possession of assault-style weapons and assault as part of a domestic incident that occurred October 10th at his mother's Granite Avenue home in Canaan. According to police, he and his mother fought after he gave her a ride home from Lone Oaks Campground. Troopers found evidence of assault and injuries consistent with the mother's story and arrested him as the primary aggressor. He has a history of assault dating back to 2016. When police returned to the home with a warrant to seize 21 weapons owned by Schuyler, they found them gone. He admitted to turning them over to a friend in nearby Sheffield, Massachusetts, when he claimed to have a firearms permit. In addition to assault, he faces charges of illegal possession and transfer of assault-style weapons. Out of New York, Richard Kelly has been sentenced for illegally filming people as Marist Men's Club volleyball coach. Kelly, who coached the men's club volleyball team at Marist, will have to register as a sex offender after he's released from prison, according to the Dutchess County District Attorney's Office. Kelly, a 51-year-old Hyde Park resident, was sentenced Monday by Dutchess County Court Judge Jessica Siegel. While the former Sandusfield Highway Chief is accused of steering town contracts to his own company, he now faces tens of thousands of dollars in fines. The State Ethics Commission said that the former Highway Superintendent, Robert Bobby O'Brien, violated the conflict of interest law by awarding contracts to his private company and using town resources to do the work. O'Brien, who was fired by the town in 2018 for similar accusations, has been issued a show cause order and faces a fine of up to $10,000 each for the conflict of interest law violations. The Ethics Commission will schedule a public hearing within 90 days of the allegations against O'Brien, and he'll be given an opportunity to resolve them through a disposition agreement. O'Brien was appointed Sandusfield's Highway Road Superintendent on an interim basis in October of 2015 and on a permanent basis in January of 2016. At the time, he was fired in 2018. He was making over $68,000 a year in addition to benefits. Well, does Berkshire Mountain Distillers Michael Sherry have what it takes to win the title of Master Distiller on Discovery Channel's Moonshiners Master Distiller? In September, Sherry, head distiller at the Berkshire's first legal distillery since Prohibition, traveled to East Tennessee, the hub of many moonshiners and distilleries alike, to compete. The weekly competition show hosted by moonshining legends Mark Ramsey, Eric Digger Mains, Tim Smith, and Steve Tickle pits one distiller against two outlaw moonshiners to see who has the skills to make the most impressive handcraft spirit from raw local ingredients that week. Each episode requires the competitors to make a specific type of spirit, from Applejack, the first American spirit, to medicinal liquors in the tradition of Jägermeister and Campari. The champion of each week's episode receives a limited release of their winning recipe through Sugarland's Distilling Company. Sherry, who joined Berkshire Mountain Distillers in 2014, became its head distiller in 2018, will appear on the show's Italian Grappa episode with competitors Brian Battle and Kelly Tennille, airing at 9 p.m. Wednesday, February 23rd, on Discovery and streaming on Discovery+. Well, the second annual Stockbridge Ice Festival will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. The Ice Festival will be held on the library grounds located at 46 Main Street in Stockbridge. The event is free and open to the public. It will feature a historical exhibit also of ice harvesting tools from a collection donated to the museum and archives by descendants of the Shire Ice Company, a Stockbridge business that operated in the late 19th to mid-20th century. In addition to sculptures and the exhibit, they'll be joined by ice harvesting expert Dennis Picard, who will discuss the history and process of ice harvesting for commercial trade. Crafts for children will also be offered by the Library Youth Department. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. Also, remember, at the Interlaken, they have tapas menu, also specials every night, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,312.03, the NASDAQ at 13,716.72, and the S&P 500 at 4,380.26. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.